It's good to be with you today.
很高兴今天能够跟你们在一起。
Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Romans, chapter 6.
请你们打开罗马书第六章。
There is a study guide that we have today. If you don't have one, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand.
今天我们有一个习题，习题单张。如果你没有的话，请你举手。
And we'll get one to you. Does anyone need one? Everybody have one?
是每个人都有一张呢。
All right. I think we're good. Thank you, Nan. Being ready there. The book of Romans is a systematic treatment of theology.
罗马书是一种很有系统的来讲到神学。
Let me give you an outline of Romans.
我来跟你们讲一点罗马书的大概。
Chapters 1 through 3 is about sin.
第一章到第三章讲到的是我们的罪。
Chapter 1, the very immoral are lost.
在第一章讲到的是不道的人已经迷失了。
Chapter 2, the very moral are lost.
第二章讲到的是有道德的人也同样迷失了。
Chapter 3, all are lost.
第三章讲到的是所有的人都迷失了。
Chapters 4 and 5 are about justification.
第四章跟第五章讲到的是因信称义。
Chapters 6 through 8 are about sanctification.
第六章到第八章讲的是成圣。
Chapters 9 through 11 are about God's gracious election.
第九章到第十一章讲到的是神恩典的拣选。
Chapters 12 through 16 are application of truth.
第十二章到第十六章讲的是实际上的操作。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
God calls upon all men and women everywhere to repent.
神呼召全世界每一个角落的人来到他面前来悔改。
God created this world in 6 24-hour days.
神造借着六天24个小时每天创造了这个世界。
We did not evolve.
我们并不是进化论。
We did not get here from the Big Bang.
我们并不是因为大爆发而产生的。
Order never comes from chaos.
我们在世上的次序绝对不是因为混乱而造成的。
Just take a look at my daughter's bedroom.
就看看我女儿的卧室。
Order does not come from chaos.
有整齐绝对不是因为混乱而产生的。
But we're working with her on that.
但是我们还在继续跟她努力。
God created the world and put the first two people on the earth.
神创造了世界并且在其中放了两个人。
Adam and Eve.
亚当跟夏娃。
We're all descendants from them.
我们都是他的后裔。
You know what that means?
你知道那什么意思吗?
We all have the same race.
我们都是同样的种族。
The human race.
人类。
We have different ethnicities.
我们有不同的国籍。
But we're all of the human race.
但是我们都是人类。
And God gave those two humans one rule.
而神给这两个人一个规矩。
Don't eat from the tree in the middle of the garden.
不要吃园中那棵树上的果子。
But what happened?
结果怎么呢?
They did.
他们还是吃了。
They were tempted.
他们被诱惑。
And they fell.
而他们失败了。
All of us are now born into sin.
造成我们现在都是在罪中生下来。
But God had a plan from eternity past.
但是神在远古的时候就有了一个计划。
God the Son would come and die for sinners.
神的儿子会来到我们当中为着罪人而死。
This text is going to talk about this.
今天我们讲的就是要讲到这一方面。
But I'm making an assumption this morning.
但是我来先做一个假设。
The assumption is that you are saved.
这个假设就是说你已经得救了。
Are you?
真的吗？
Have you repented, believed, and Christ received?
你有没有真的相信、悔改，而且接受耶稣？
Do you know for sure that you're on your way to heaven when you die?
你对你将来会升天这件事情，你确定吗？
You might say, I hope so.
你也许说，我希望如此。
You can know that you know that you know that you're saved.
你可以，你知道，你知道，你知道，我得救了。
You can be confident.
你可以有十足的信心。
If you're not confident about that,
如果你对这件将来会不会升天这件事不确定的话，
I would love to talk to you about that.
我想，我很乐意跟你谈一谈。
Or Elijah would like to talk to you about it.
或是我们的牧师会乐意跟你们谈一谈。
Don't leave today not knowing for sure that you're saved.
今天不要离开这里之前，不要不确定自己有没有得救。
As Christians, this text is written for us.
对于基督徒来说，今天的这些是为了我们而写的。
As the Lord gives me opportunity, we're going to work through Romans chapter 6 together.
今天神要我带领大家来研读第六章，罗马书第六章。
And maybe chapter 7 and 8.
也许我们会会继续到第七章到第八章。
It'll be a long series.
就会很长了。
But that's okay.A believer can overcome sin.
一个信徒他可以胜过罪。
You can overcome sinful anger.
你可以胜过有怒气的有罪的怒气。
Do you have a problem with anger?
你对于怒气这件事情有没有问题?
A lot of people do.
很多人都有。
A lot of people blow up!
很多人不会爆发他的脾气。
And they can yell, scream, throw things.
他们会大声地喊叫或是丢东西。
Some people clam up and give the silent treatment.
有的人呢就默默无声地表现他们的怒气。
Husbands, let me say something to you.
做先生的，做丈夫的，我今天要跟你说几句话。
One of the most cruel things you can do is to give your wife the silent treatment.
你对你太太最残忍的一件事情，就是对她冷漠，不说话。
Husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church.
丈夫应该爱妻子，如同耶稣爱教会。
So, whether it's anger or lust is another huge sin we face today.
不管是我们的怒气，或是我们在邪淫的事情上面，也是另外一个我们今天要讨论的题目。
Worry is another sin.
忧虑也是另外一个罪。
Do you worry?
你会忧虑吗？
Whatever the area is, we still fight sin.
不管我们是在哪一方面的罪，我们仍然是在跟罪啊征战。
And Paul in this chapter is laying out some truths to help us.
保罗在这一章里面显示出一些真理可以帮助我们。
If you look at the end of chapter 5,
如果你看在第五章的最后
and verse 20,
在第二十节
the scripture says,The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
第五章二十节，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
The temptation when you focus on that verse,
如果你集中那个那段话有关诱惑的
is to think that it would be good to sin more.
这一节会给我们的诱惑的想法就是我们就干脆多犯罪好了。
Why?
为什么？
More sin equals more grace.
犯罪更多，恩典就会显出更多。
And that's why we have the beginning of chapter 6.
因此才会产生了第六章的一开始。
Verse 1.
第一节。
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
那这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
The answer?
答案是。
By no means.
断乎不可。
A very strong way of saying no!
是一种非常强烈的方式说不。
He then goes on to say in verse 2, We are those who have died to sin, how can we live in it any longer?
我们在罪上死的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
You don't have to live in sin.
你不需要活在罪中。
You have the Holy Spirit indwelling you.
你有圣灵住在你的里面。
But it's possible for us to grieve that Spirit.
但是有的时候我们会让圣灵担忧。
It's possible for us to quench the Spirit.
有的时候我们会压挤圣灵。
And God wants us to not do that.
而神要我们不要这样做。
Next to the doctrine of justification,The doctrine of sanctification is of critical importance.
在因信称义的教义之后，就是因信成圣，也是非常重要的。
Although they are separate doctrines,
虽然他们是两个不同的教义，
we do ourselves harm when we draw a hard and fast distinction between them.
但是如果我们在两个教义之间画上一个很明显的界限的话，就会对我们造成伤害。
John MacArthur put it this way.
一位叫 John MacArthur 的这么写的。
And we may have a slide on this.
我们可能有一个PowerPoint.
If not, I'll read it to you.
如果没有的话我现在念给你们听。
It's not in English.But that's okay.
在昨天那个 PowerPoint 里面。
My Mandarin is not that good. Do you have this quote up there?
I have. Here.
Do they have it?
I'm sure.
Okay.
昨天的 PowerPoint.
If not, that's all right. Let me read it to you.
没关系，我来他用念的。
Justification and sanctification.Are not separate stages in salvation.
因信称义跟成圣并不是两在救赎的计划里面不是两个不同阶段的事情。
Rather, they're different aspects of the unbroken continuum of God's divine work of redemption in a believer's life.
而是在信徒的生命中，神的救赎计划里不可以分割的连续体。
It's kind of like a big umbrella.
就好像一个伞一样。
Picture an umbrella with three words underneath it.
在这个伞上面有有三个字。
Yes. Past, present, and future, all under the same. Aha! Glory.
过去、现在、未来。
There it is.
Oh, okay.
A picture is worth 1,000 words. So you can see up here, past, present, and future.
有过去、现在跟未来。
All part of salvation.
都是我们救赎计划中的每一个部分。
In the past, this is when justification took place.
在过去的这个阶段里面，就是我们因信称义的阶段。
What is justification?
什么叫做因信称义？
It happens at a singular point in time.
在一个某一个时间，特定的时间发生的。
When you were saved.
当你得救的那一刻。
God declared you righteous.
神宣告说你是义人。
It's like a judge lowering the gavel.
就像那个审判官打下他的锤子。
And he declares you righteous.
神宣告说你是义了。
Not guilty.
你没有罪了。
You get the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to you.
神让耶稣基督的义临到你。
The moment you were saved.
在那一刻，你得救的那一刻，耶稣基督的义就临到了你。
So that if you were to die, you'd go straight to heaven.
所以那一刻你如果死的话，你就直接上天堂去了。
No merit of my own. No goodness of my own.
对，绝对自己一点功劳都没有。
'Tis mine but to believe.
但是我们的责任是要相信。
And recognize his work of love.
然后能够认识到他爱的工作。
And Christ receive.
并且接受耶稣。
That happened in the past. I hope it happened for you.
这些都应该是发生在过去，而且我希望你们已经有发生了。
If not, Jesus would say to you, you must be born again.
要不然耶稣基督就会告诉你，你必须要再重生。
Salvation is also present.
救恩、救赎计划也同样包括现在的阶段。
Or progressive.
是一个进行式的。
Three steps forward.
三步向前。
But then what happens?
结果呢？发生什么？
We sin.
我们犯罪了。
We take two steps backwards and we have to repent.
我们向后退两步，我们必须要悔改。
Again.
再一次。
So we confess.
我们认罪。
And we get busy growing again.
然后我们就很忙碌地让自己的生命成长。
And what happens?
结果呢？
We sin.
又犯罪。
Have you had to ask anyone's forgiveness this week?
你这个礼拜有没有要跟人家请求人家来原谅你？
Have you had to apologize this week?
你有没有这个礼拜需要跟人家道歉的？
Give me an uh-huh or an uh-uh.
请你们点头或是摇头。
Have you sinned against anybody this week?
你有没有向人犯罪的这个礼拜？
Have you said words you should not have said to a family member?
你有没有对着你的家人说了一句你不该说的话？
Are you perfect?
你完全了吗？
I know better.
我知道。
I had a kind of a, what I would call a smart mouth to my wife this week.
我这个礼拜跟我老婆耍嘴皮子。
I was unkind.
我非常的对她不仁慈。
It was over something stupid.
而且是为了一件不足为道的事情。
And I hurt her.
而且我伤害了她。
But I at first was focusing on her fault.
但是一开始的时候我只是想到她的错。
Well, I shouldn't have said what I said, but you know, she shouldn't have said what she said.
我不应该说我说的，但她也说了她不应该说的。
And I've got this battle going on.
就我们两个就在这个战场上。
That's the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵。
Fighting against my flesh.
圣灵在跟我的肉体相争。
Galatians chapter 5 puts it this way.
加拉太书第五章这么说。
The flesh sets its desire against the spirit.
肉体与圣灵相争。
And the spirit sets its desire against the flesh.
圣灵也与肉体相争。
These are in opposition to one another.
这两样东西是彼此为敌的。
So that you may not do the things that you please.
因此你就不能做你想要做的。
So I humbled myself.
因此我就谦卑我自己。
And I said to my wife.
我跟我太太说。
I was wrong.
我错了。
Will you please forgive me?
请你原谅我。
Do you do that?
你有这样做吗?
Do you admit it when you're wrong?
你有没有做错的时候承认自己错了呢?
If you don't, then you are wrong.
如果你没有,你就错了。
And you need to repent of your pride.
你要为你的骄傲而悔改。
God resists the proud.
神厌恶骄傲。
But gives grace to the humble.
而对谦卑的人开恩典。
Salvation is progressive, it's present.
救恩是一种现在进行式。
Salvation is also future.
救恩也同样是有未来式。
Or prospective.
是一种有展望的。
What do we call that?
我们称它是什么？
What do we call it when in the future we're going to be completely, truly sinless?
我们怎么样说将来我们要完全的没有罪，我们称它是什么？
This is called glorification.
这是称叫得荣耀。
1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 talks about that.
约翰一书第三章第二节说到这一点。
Let me read that for you.
我来读。
1 John 3:2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
约翰一书第三章第二节讲到，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要向他，因为必得见他的真体。
I'm looking forward to that day.
我真的是很盼望着那个日子的来临。
I get sick of disappointing the Lord.
我很厌恶我自己一直让神失望。
But there's coming a day in the future when we will be completely sinless.
但是在将来我们将会有一个日子使我们完全是没有罪的。
When we die or when Jesus comes again.
是当我们死的那个时候或是当耶稣再来的时候。
Another way of looking at this diagram.
另外看着这个图片的另外一个角度。
In the past here.
在过去式那边。
You're saved from the penalty of sin.
你啊，能够从罪的审判里面被拯救出来。
In the present, you're saved. You're being saved from the power of sin.
现在是呢，就是说你从罪的权势里面被拯救出来。
And in the future, you will be saved from the what?
将来呢
？The presence of sin.
你会将在将来世里面，你会从罪的同在中被拯救出来。
You were saved from the penalty.
你是从审从啊、处罚也或是审判中被拯救出来。
You're being saved from the power.
你从罪的权势中被拯救出来。
You will be saved from the presence.
你将来会从罪的同在中拯救出来。
Of sin. This is all salvation.
这整个是神的救恩。
In this text of scripture, he's focusing on what happened in the past.
在我们今天读的经文里面，他所啊、注重的点是在过去式。
And that is setting that will set up or prepare us for the discussion of sanctification in the present.
过去的啊、现过去的那一段可以让我们来啊。铺路来开始讲到成圣的、这个过程。
Let's move to the first Roman numeral on your study guide.
让我们来看啊，我们发下来的那个单章。
You have some blanks to fill in there.
你必须要有填空。
And the first Roman numeral is this.
第一个是。
A death has occurred.
一个死亡发生了。
A death has occurred.
一个死亡发生了。
There may be a slide on that.
有下一个 PowerPoint.
Yes, thank you. A death has occurred.
死已经发生了。
And looking back to Romans chapter 6,
我们回到罗马书第六章
in verse 3,
第三节
Well, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Letter A, the identity of the dead is believers.
A 所指的这个死者的身份是什么呢？是信徒。
All of those who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death.
我们所有因着耶稣基督而受洗的人都是受洗进入他的死。
Now we'll talk about baptism here in just a minute.
待会我们会谈一谈有关受洗的事情。
But for now, let me just say that baptism is a unique sign of identification.
也就是说受洗是一种身份的鉴定。
If you are a Christian, you have undergone a death.
如果你是一个基督徒的话，你就会经历死亡。
In Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ.
在加拉太书第二章第二节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
How could Paul say in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ?
保罗怎么能够这样说在加拉太书第二章第二十节说，我已经跟耶稣同钉十字架。
Was he one of the two thieves? Crucified next to Jesus?
他是与基督与耶稣一起钉死的那两个强盗中的一位吗？
No.
不是。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道？
He persecuted the church.
因为他曾经逼迫过教会。
He got saved on the road to Damascus.
他在去大马士革的路上得救的。
So he wasn't literally crucified with Christ on a cross.
但是因此他在字面上来说他并没有跟耶稣同钉十字架。
Paul is speaking of a spiritual truth.
保罗所指的是在灵里面和耶稣同钉十字架。
He had undergone a death.
他已经经历一个死亡。
And that death was a death to sin.
那个死亡是向着罪死。
Before salvation,
在救恩之前,
we could only sin.
我们能做的就是犯罪。
Romans chapter 8 and verse 8 talks about this.
罗马书第八章第八节说,
where it says this, those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God.
而且属肉体的人不能够得神的喜欢。
The realm of the flesh, those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
属肉体的人就是说啊，你活在犯罪的领域里面。
I want to share with you a quote from the Westminster Confession of Faith.
这边啊，他想要跟我们分享一段啊。
Let me say a word about the Westminster Confession of Faith.
是一个组织叫做Westminster Confession of Faith.
And that's why we have the initials WCF.
也就是用 WCF 来代表。
Westminster Confession of Faith. It's a great document.
是一个非常好的一篇文章。
Wonderful theology.
非常好的神学论。
Except in a couple of areas.
但是其中有缺点。
They're wrong about baptism.
他们对受浸有错误的观念。
And they're wrong about the second coming.
而且对主耶稣的再来也有错误的观念。
And maybe a few other small areas.
也许还有其他一些小小的 point.
But overall, it's a great document.
整个来说是一个非常棒的文章。
So I'm going to read this to you.
我要读这个给你听。
Works done by unregenerate men, although for the manner of them they may be things which God commands, and of good use both to themselves and others, yet because they proceed not from an heart purified by faith, nor are done in a right manner according to the word, nor to a right end the glory of God, they are therefore sinful and cannot please God or make a man meet or appropriate.To receive grace from God. And yet, their neglect of them is more sinful and displeasing unto God.
一个没有重生的人，他们所做的事情，或许，他们所做的能够合乎神的，旨意，而且对人，对自己都有益处。但是，第一点，他们所做的不是一个从被信心所洁净的心所做出来的。第二点，他们所做的方式也不能够合乎神的话语。第三点，他们所做出来的结果也不荣耀神。第四点，他们所做的不能够蒙神的喜悦，甚至于不能够让人去接受到神的恩典。最之他们对神的忽视更是罪大恶极。
Thank you. Paul is saying that a death has occurred, a death to sin.
保罗是说，向罪死这件事情已经发生了。
And that realm in which we used to live,
我们过去曾经活在的那个领域
No longer has a claim to us.
不能够像我们在说我们是属他们的。
Unless we choose to voluntarily go back there.
除非我们自己自愿再回到那个罪的领域里面去。
Letter B, the identity of the cause.
死亡原因的鉴定。
Is union with Christ's crucifixion.
是和神神的上十字架联合受害者。
When we hear about a death, we want to know how they died.
当我们 我们听到一个死亡的事件的时候，我们想要知道这个人是怎么死的。
What was the cause of the death?
死亡的原因是什么？
And he mentions in chapter 6 verse 3,
在第三节里面，
that the cause was our baptism into Christ Jesus.
我们死亡的原因是因为我们受洗归入了耶稣基督的死。
Our baptism into his death.
我们受洗归入他的死。
Now you have a baptistry over here.
你们这边有一个受浸池。
I've been in that baptistry.
我曾经在那里面过。
So have some of you with me.
而且也你们当中有人跟我一起在里面。
And I baptized you.
我为你受洗。
And I brought you back up.
我也把你从水里浮起来。
Some of the parents might have wanted me to keep you down a little longer.
有些家长可能希望我把你放在水里久一点。
Not really.
不是真的。
That pictures the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
受洗就像是我们与基督一起死了，一起埋葬了，然后起来的时候跟他一起复活了。
God commands every believer to be baptized.
神要求每一个信徒都要受洗。
To identify with Jesus.
能够和耶稣基督认同。
Have you been baptized?
你受过洗吗？
If you've trusted in Jesus,
如果你相信耶稣,
and you've not been baptized,
你还没有受洗,
you are disobedient.
你就不顺服了。
But good news,
但是有一个好消息,
the baptistry is still there,
受浸池还在这里,
and you can get baptized.
你可以有受浸的机会。
What is Paul talking about here?
保罗在这里所讲的是什么呢？
Is he talking about water baptism?
他所讲的是水洗礼吗？
Or spirit baptism?
或是灵洗礼？
This has been a matter of disagreement among believers.
这个呢，在信徒当中一直都是一个很争议的论题。
I believe the answer to this question is both.
我认为到底是水洗礼呢，还是灵洗礼？在我认为，答案是都有。
And I have another quotation I'd like to share.
我另外又有一段话，我想要跟你们分享。
Paul is simply using the physical analogy of water baptism to teach the spiritual reality of the believer's union with Christ.
保罗只是用水洗礼这样的一个比喻来教导他的信徒里面信徒啊，他的里面的联合与在灵里面与基督的联合。水洗礼
is the outward identification of inward reality.
水洗礼是我们里面一个真实的情况在外在把它表现出来。我们相信耶稣，我们相信与他同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Paul was not advocating salvation by water baptism.
保罗绝对不是在鼓吹我们得救是因为受洗。
That would have contradicted everything he had just said about salvation by grace and not works in Romans 3-5, which has no mention of water baptism.
这个呢，如果他鼓吹受洗就是得救的话呢，这就跟他所教导的我们得救是本乎恩，又不是因着，也不是因着我们的行为，对着这一点教导就起了冲突。而且在罗马书第三节到第五节，他就没有讲到受洗这件事。
That is a quotation from John MacArthur.
这句刚刚我讲的那段话是从John MacArthur 写出来的。
How many of you are familiar with John MacArthur?
有多少人认识约翰 MacArthur?
I see my hand and three others.
我看到有我的手跟三个其他人的手。
MacArthur. MacArthur. I don't know if you want to do that or not.
MacArthur.
I would highly recommend his works to you.
我非常鼓励你们去读他的书。
Let me give you the name of an app for your phone that you ought to get.
我把他的那个app地址给你。
Grace to you.
Grace to?
Grace to you.
恩典临到你。 他的那个网站是叫做
You can hear every one of his messages for free.
你可以免费的可以听到他的信息。 Grace to you.
So I would recommend you listen to truth. You need to have truth in your mind all the time.
我真的强烈的要求你们去听真理，因为你们随时随地，你们心中都应该要有真理。
Listen to it on the way to work.
上班的时候在路上听。
Pipe it through your car.
让在车子里面听。
Do you have a car that takes Bluetooth?
你的车上有没有蓝管? 蓝 what?
Sorry, Jennifer.
Technology hurts.
I throw her these curveballs. I would highly recommend listening to truth all you can.
他希望我们能够尽量的多听真理的话。
My full-time job is for UPS at the airport.
我全职的工作是在机场开 UPS.
Not the small packages, but the engines.
我并不是送那种小盒子，我送的都是大机器。
In fact, we send a lot of stuff to Shanghai.
我们送很多东西去上海。
One of my jobs is to enter in payroll, the time cards.
我其中的一个工作就是登记薪水，薪资。
It's kind of mindless work, kind of boring work.
不用，好像是一个不花大脑的工作。
And so I'll have the scripture playing on my phone.
所以我呢，就让我的电话呢能够看经文。
While I'm entering time cards.
我一面写我的这个薪水资料，一方面我就可以看手机上的经文。
Sometimes one of my unsaved co-workers walks in.
有的时候我没有得救的同事走进来。
There's more than one way to get an unsaved person to hear the word.
让一个不得救的人能够听到神的话语，有很多方式。
But the reason I do it is for me.
但是我做是因为我为了我自己。
To help sanctify me.
是为了让我自己能够成圣。
So Paul is using a picture, an analogy.
所以保罗在这里是用一个比喻。
About death.
有关死亡。
He's using baptism as the analogy.
他是用洗礼来比喻死亡。
I've got another quote from John MacArthur.
我又有一段是John MacArthur讲的。
Are you ignorant of the meaning of your own baptism?
你对你自己的受洗是不是很无知呢？
Have you forgotten what your baptism symbolized?
你忘了你受洗是象征着什么呢？
They were unaware. And the next blank on your study guide.
下面一个我们的那个习题纸。
Because of the believer's union with Christ's death to sin.
因为基督徒借着向罪死。 向罪死而归，借着向罪归入死。
Believers no longer have to sin and are morally obligated to not continue in it.
信徒就不需要再犯罪，而且我们在道德的义务上也不可以继续犯罪。
Have you become sinless?
你是不是已经完全没罪了呢？有没有人完全没罪？
Have you become sinless?
你有没有变成没罪？
You gotta do one of the others. You gotta do this, or you gotta do this. Have you become sinless?
你有没有成为没有罪？
No.
没有。
Will you become sinless on this earth?
你在这个世上的时候，你有可能完全没有罪吗？
No.
不可能。
Well, wait a minute. But because of the believer's union with Christ's death and sin, believers no longer have to sin and are morally obligated to not continue in it.
但是刚刚我们读的那个经文，它是这么说的哈。他就说，如果你如果是相信主的人，你就不需要再犯罪，而且你必须在道德上有义务不犯罪。
And by the way, there's no way I'm going to get through this sermon.
No way.
I'll cut it off here a little bit.
哦，我这样子的话可能会讲不完。
So don't be nervous. I'm not going to keep you until 1 o'clock.
我不会把你们留在这里一直到下午一点。
This is an important point.
这个是一个非常重要的一个点。
I'm here to teach truth, not finish a lesson.
我在这里是讲真理，而不是来上课。
We teach people, not us.
我们是来教人，而不是来教课。阿门。
This is a great point.
这是
I want you to get.
这是很重要的一个点。
I know that I will never be perfect.
我知道我在这个世上的时候我不可能完全。我会犯罪。我会失败。我会生气。我会做不好的事情。但是我不需要犯同样的用同样的方式来犯同样的罪。我不需要像犯罪的次数像过去那么多。我不可能完全无罪，但是我可以少犯罪。但是不要让你自己的能够犯罪成为你可以犯罪的借口。
I mean, after all, the preacher said, I'll never be sinless.
因为牧师教导我们说我们不可能没有罪。
Well, since I'll never be sinless, I might as well do one I enjoy.
那既然我们不可能没有罪，那我就好好享乐吧。但是耶稣是为了那个罪死的，是一个很重大的事情。不要为你自己的罪来找借口。如果我们已经向着罪已经死了，我们怎么能够还活在里面呢？你可以成长。
You can become more holy.
你可以越来越圣洁。
And you've got to be aware of excuses.
你要小心你的借口。
I have this question.
我有这个问题。
What kinds of statements made by believers excuse their sin and demonstrate they are ignorant of this truth?
信徒们常常为自己的罪所找到的借口有哪些，来表示他们对罪的这个无知，对这个真理的无知。
Statements like, I had to sin.
譬如借口像说我必须犯罪。
Or, I have an addiction.
我有一个瘾头。
I'm not denying that addictions are real. I believe that they are. Addictions, like to alcohol, drugs.
我不认为 addiction is wrong.
I'm saying that addictions exist, but sometimes Christians can use that as an excuse for sin.
有的人有瘾，但是呢，很多人就把这个瘾当成一个借口。
Well, I'm addicted to alcohol, so I'm going to get drunk.
我因为有瘾、OK, 因为我对酒精有瘾，所以我就要喝醉。
God condemns drunkenness.
但是神厌恶醉酒、酒醉。
Ephesians 5:18 says this.
以弗所书第五章第十八节是这样说的。
Do not be drunk with wine.
不要醉酒。
So, that's another excuse. Another one, I had no choice but to blow up!
我没有选择，我只好爆发出来。
Mount Vesuvius.
就像啊。
Mount St. Helens.
Mount St. Helens, good. 就像圣海伦火山爆发出来。
Kilimanjaro.
是的，你是有选择的。
Are you familiar with the fruit of the Spirit?
你对圣灵的果子清楚吗？
For the fruit of the Spirit is love.
圣灵的果子是仁爱、爱、
Lord,
喜乐、
peace,
安和平、
patience,
忍耐、
kindness,
仁慈、
goodness,
善良、
gentleness,
温柔、
Self-control.
自节制。
You can control yourself.
你可以控制你自己。
Through the Spirit.
借着圣灵。
By the Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
In the Spirit.
在圣灵里面。
Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly.
让神的话丰富地存在你的心里。
Be filled with the Spirit.
常常让圣灵充满。
Those are identical phrases. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and be filled with the Spirit.
让神的话充满在你的里面，让神的灵充满你，这是相同的话。
Be controlled by the Spirit.
让圣灵来掌控你。
I couldn't help myself. It's another excuse.
另外一个借口就是我无法自拔。
Or I can't help it because of my past.
我因为我的过去我无法自拔。
Listen to me on this.
再听一个。
You are not a victim of your past.
你不是你过去历史的一个受害者。
You can be a victor no matter what's in your past.
不管你过去是怎么样，你现在可以做一个得胜者。
Philippians 4:13.
腓立比书第四章第十三节。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
在耶稣基督里，我凡事都能行。
A death has occurred.
一个死亡已经发生了。
You were crucified with Christ.
你已经和耶稣基督同钉十字架。
And next time.
下一次。
Whoop. And next time, we'll pick it up with a burial.
我们下次再来谈有关埋葬的事。
Burial shows that you truly died.
下次我们要讲到与主同埋葬，埋葬就表示你已经完全的死了。 耶稣基督的埋葬表示说他真的死了，他没有假装死，他死了。他向着罪死了。我们下一次来谈这个题目。天父，我们向神祷告，你能够帮助我们
to realize that we've died to sin.
让我们能够认识到我们是向着罪已经死了。
Help us to realize we can grow.
让我们能够认识到我们是在你里面是可以成长的。
We don't have to sin.
我们不需要犯罪。
Help my brothers and sisters.
帮助我们的弟兄姊妹们。
And help me
也帮助我
to overcome sin
能够胜过罪
by walking in the Spirit
能够在灵里面行走
so that we won't fulfill the desires of the flesh
让我们不要让我们里面肉体的情欲来充满。
Thank you for our identification with Christ's death
谢谢你让我们能够同证我们我们与耶稣基督一同死了。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我向祷告是因着耶稣基督的名。阿门。